Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Think about that verse. We told you the definition of name means glory. Whenever we call someone reverend, we are sharing that glory with the man that was only given to God. I want you to think about that. He says, I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory I will not give to another. So when we take reverend and say a man is reverend, wow. But let's even go deeper. Let's define what reverend is first. What does reverend mean? And then you tell me if you can apply this to a man. Reverend means, well, actually, there's two definitions. If you look it up in Webster, Webster says a title given to clergy. But if you look up in Strong's, here's what it says. Reverend means to be fearful, dreadful, to be feared, to cause astonishment and awe, to be held in awe, to inspire, or godly fear. Now I ask you the question, can we apply that to a man? Absolutely not. Because the root word of reverend simply means fear. The root word of reverend means fear. And what did he tell us to do about that? Look at this scripture. Yeah, write this down because I want you to do some studying. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Let me know when you're there. It says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy the soul and body in hell. He wants us to fear him, to reverence him, and not man. And unfortunately, what we have done is we have taken the glory of God and given it to man. Romans chapter 1:23 makes this very clear. Romans chapter 1, verse 23. Take a look at Romans chapter 1, verse 23. It says, and change the glory, the name, of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible men. That's exactly what we've done. And to birds and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. We have took the name of God, the glory of God, and given it to men. Now I would even go a little further to say we may even be breaking a Ten Commandment. Look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Exodus, please write these down. This is good research. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. It says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Because we don't reverence God, we give his glory to men, so we're really just taking his name in vain.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.